how we should reclaim words like bossy and bitch. There was no substantive redefinition of leadership, just a rebranding. Women should continue to act like men, the message was, just more unapologetically and with the future is female stickers on their laptop. A generation of hashtag girl bosses used feminism as a marketing tool while leaning into the same old leadership styles. And it's not just women who have been leaning in. Men have been trying to emulate a fixed idea of what a leader is too. Leadership has a conformity problem. While the people at the top love to tell everyone that we live in a meritocracy where only the best get ahead, there's a very rigid idea of what best looks like. The best all seem to have gone to the same schools and come from the same backgrounds. The best all have the same interests and characteristics. The best even look the same. The archetype of a Silicon Valley tycoon, for example, is a nerdy white guy in a hoodie or turtleneck. In the advertising industry, creative directors and head strategists generally walk around in their creative genius uniform of black t-shirts, stubble, and unkempt hair, but only if they are a man, of course. In politics, a leader looks like an old white guy in a suit. Actually, old white guy in a suit underplays just how eerily similar many politicians look. In 2015, Argentinian photographer Alejandro Almarez layered photos of world leaders on top of each other in a series called Portraits of Power. The finished product? A composite that shows how leaders around the world all look the same.